的真正平安生活的真正啊。
If we cannot truly experience true peace,
还无法重新得力。
Then we cannot renew our strength.
因为在这世界是这么样的忙碌，这么样的追求，是功利的主义时代。
And because in this world, people are all after the wealth.
所以往往会让我们呢、啊、无法清楚真的认识啊真平安的意义。
It's difficult for us to experience true peace.
那有很多人呢，用各种方法来去寻求这个平安。
And people will seek after different means to experience true peace.
那我想当中有很多都从台湾啊、移民到美国定居啊。
And many of us were immigrated from Taiwan.
如果你经过那个马路或者驶过人的，你会看到很多的名字啊，在那边。
In Taiwan, if you drive on the road, you can see many people die on the road.
这一条路如果是经过那个坟冢开出来的，他们也会丢那个名字啊。
Especially if this road is going through some cemetery, and you can see a lot of
那过桥啊，也会丢这个名字啊。
And even when drive through bridges, they will throw out paper money.
哦，这样子还不够。
And even that was not enough.
希望平安出去，平安的回来啊。
And don't want to have peace in and out.
所以会放这个平安符了，平安节了。
And they would carry many medium around them.
所以很多人用不同的方法哎。
And so different people use different ways to.
人死了还不安心，埋在这个坟墓里面。
And even when someone died and they buried them in the tomb.
所以还请一个土地公要在那边看这个坟墓啊，不要乱跑啊！你不要在这里，你不要到这里捣蛋啊！
And it was still put a little idol on top of it, so that the spirit would not come back to haunt them.
这是人的需要。
And this is the need of human.
这是人的想法方法。
And these are the ways from human thought.
真的这样就保住平安吗？
Does that truly give us peace?
我们可以从世界各个国家发生这个天灾地变、水灾啦，种种意外事，真的可以保住平安吗？
And from many countries around the world, can see there are plenty of natural disasters.
有些人啊，在家里也会被人家枪杀。
And even if we stay at home, people may get murdered.
出门会不会回来也不知道。
And when we go out, we may not come home in peace.
有办法用人的方法能够真的解决平安的问题吗？
Is there a way for human beings to solve the problem of getting peace?
财产都有财产的烦恼。
And even when we're wealthy, and there are other problems come along with it.
虽然钱很好用。
And although when we do have wealth, it's easy for us to spend.
但是啊，这个忧虑也跟着来了。
But there are other troubles.Comes along with it.
有的人怕被人家抢。
And some people, they worry to be robbed.
明明买好的进口车不敢开，结果就去坐计程车算了。
And although they have luxurious import cars, but they dare not to drive them, they would take cabs.
买那个名贵车就变成放在车库做一个装饰品，古董了。
And the luxurious car became a decoration at home.
所以人喜欢追求平安，但是对这个平安没有真的完全了解或得着了。
And people wanted to seek peace, but they were not able to, obtain it.
去年在台湾的中正机场啊，有一架飞机啊，驶离航道，结果把在机场旁边的六栋六户这个扫平了。
And about last year, and there was a airplane crashed in Taiwan, an airport.And the six buildings were.
结果有的人呢正在看电视啊，就这么死掉了。
And some people were just watching TV and they died right then.
在家里也不见得平安了。
So even when we stay at home,
we may not 不见得平安了。
Gain peace, and even and then when we go out, we may not have peace.
很多事情到了那个时候到都会发生的。
And something would happen, anytime, any place.
像日本呢、啊，是我们全世界研究地震科学专家最厉害的。
In Japan, they have many earthquake engineers.
结果几年前有一次啊，在大阪却造成他们这个有研究地震啊这一方面呢、啊，就信誉扫地。
And in the last couple of years, there was a great earthquake in Japan, and all these earthquake researchers, their fame went down the drain.
一般的地震是左右摇晃。
Because most of the earthquake, the vibration was horizontal.
如果那一次的地震不但左右摇晃，还要上下震动。 高速公路也坏了，高楼也坏了，什么也坏了，死了几千人呢。
But that earthquake was had also a vertical vibration, and the bridges were collapsed.
是真的，人的很多的这种努力啊，碰到一旦碰到天灾地变了，真的没有保障了，会缺乏平安呢。
And many of the human endeavors cannot stand against the natural disasters.
我们台湾有一个民意代表。
In Taiwan, there is a congressman.
他选上了。And
he was elected.
第一次就到这个政府的机关里面，要坐在自己的办公桌上。And
the first day, he went into his office.
高兴地坐在那个大椅子、大办公桌上，啊，终于我选上了，对手都输了。And
he was very happy to be able to sit on this grand chair.
然后啊，哈哈哈，笑了几声，哈哈哈，就死掉，就死在椅子上。And
he laughed a couple of times and died right there in his chair.
我过去不知道，真的人笑死了，就是那一件我认识的人，真的笑死了。
I didn't realize you can laugh at that, but that's really what happened.
所以人觉得好。 是我真的平安不知道
And so even people might admire certain things, but is that true, truly admirable?
这样属世的平安真的遇到考验的时候还能平安吗?
And when those worldly peace, when they encounter some sort of testing,
没有平安,
are they truly
得力的生活?
And if you cannot have a peaceful life, you cannot have a strength.
你眼前看到的是软弱，看到的是痛苦，看到的是迷惑，看到的是无力感。
What you see is a weakness.
从哪里得到力量?
And how can you gain strength?
所以从这样的讲话，我们知道人的平安是有限的。
From these examples, we can see and what the human can achieve.
人所给的 制造的平安也是非常有限的。
And these peace are really limited in many ways.
但是我们从圣经里面发现。
But from the Bible, we can find.
我们从神的道理里面发现。
From God's word, we can also find.
认识这位救主耶稣。
And to know the true God.
他所赏赐的平安就不同了。
And He will give us peace.
我们一起来看约翰福音
And please turn to Book of John
约翰福音的14章
Chapter 14
14章的27节
Chapter 14 verse 27
27节
Verse 27
我留下平安给你们我将我的平安赐给你们我所赐的不像世人所赐的你们的心里不要忧愁也不要胆怯耶稣知道他即将受难成就十字架救恩的
And Lord Jesus knew he was going to fulfill the prophecy to be crucified on the cross.
他除了应许要赏赐保惠师圣灵给他的门徒以外,
Not only he promised the Holy Spirit and the Counselor to his disciples,
他知道这样讲,他们非常恐慌,
he knew they would be troubled.
这一段时间都跟耶稣在一起生活,一起工作,一起学习这个神的真理,
if they had stay with Jesus for years.
可以说只要有耶稣在神迹奇事种种的工作的显明都非常清楚。
With Jesus' presence, there were many miracles.
一旦说我要离开你们,
When Jesus told them he was going, 哇, he was about to leave them,
这些门徒来讲是一个很残忍的事实。
And to the disciples, it was truly a cruel
reality.
你们跟我一样是属耶稣基督不属这世界的。 You belong to Jesus, you don't belong to this world.
虽然我暂时离开你们，但是我要赏赐宝贵的圣灵永远跟你们同在。Although
I may leave you temporarily, but I will give you the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, to be with you forever.
就在这个节骨眼，耶稣就特别告诉他们。
And also, Jesus told them,
我留下平安给你们。
And peace I leave with you.
是给你们,
My peace I give you.
我所赐的不像世人所给的,
I do not give you as the world gives.
世人所追求的平安是短暂的, 是经不起打击的,
the worldly peace are really, really temporary.
是有限度的, 没有办法真正让人感受到那有生命见证的平安生活。
And they are limited, they are not true peace.
所以主耶稣说，我给的平安叫你们心里不忧愁，不胆怯。
So Jesus told them, and these the peace I gave you, you will not be troubled, and not to be afraid.
是经得起任何考验的。
So they can withstand a different testing.
所以主耶稣这样说。
So Jesus told them.
他真的非常体恤带着肉体软弱的我们呢。
And Jesus can truly understand what we feel.
他说，世上虽有苦难。
Although in this world you have trouble.
但是你们可以放心,在我里面有真正的平安。
But in me you can find peace.
你们可以放心。
You can find peace.
跟随他的人可以放心。
And you can find peace if you follow Jesus.
因为在他里面有真正的平安。
Because in Jesus we have true, we
can find true peace. 看来, 从神来的平安才是真正的平安。
So peace from God is the true peace.
这个感受是不同的。
It is very different from the world.
既然有这么样的肯定, 这么样的美好, 我们要怎么做才能得呢?
So how can we, or what should we do so we can achieve the true peace?
意思也就是说, 要怎么做才能够得享真正的平安?
And what should we do so we can receive the true peace?
以下我们就很诚恳地提出圣经的方法跟大家做互相勉励。
From the Bible, I will come up with several points for our mutual
如果离开这些方法, 你就得享不到真正的平安。
We leave these methods, we may not seek, receive the truth.
不是神所赏赐的平安。
Those are not the peace from God.
我们一起来看约伯记。
Please turn to the book of Job.
约伯记的22章。
Book of Job, chapter 22.
22章的21节。
Verse 21.
22章21节。
Chapter
22,
verse
21.
Here it clearly he tells us.
他说要认识神啊,
and submit to God.
认识神就得到平安跟福气啊,
and be at peace, and then you will receive peace and prosperity.
换句话说, 不认识神, 平安福气就没有了。
And if you don't know God, you will not have peace. In prosperity.
今天有太多的人心中没有神。
And there are many people, they don't have God in their heart.
你跟他谈啊, 他说耶稣是谁,我不知道。
And if you talk to them about Jesus, they don't know who Jesus is.
哎, 我曾经听到一个信徒这样跟我讲。
And one believer told me,
说他跟他的朋友讲啊, 啊, 有时间啊, 到真是教会来, 来信我们教会很好啊。
And he told his friend, and that you should come to True Jesus Church is it's good to know Jesus.
结果他的朋友就问他,
and, but his friend asked
him, 你说你信什么教会?
Which church again?
他的这个我们这个信徒就说我信真耶稣教会啊。
I'm a member of True Jesus Church.
后来他朋友怎么回答?
What was the answer?
哦,这样啊, 那我,
really?
我是信睡觉。
Oh, I believe in the Chinese pun for
睡觉,
the religion of sleeping.
Sleeping. 我信sleeping, 睡觉啊。
My religion is sleeping.
哇, 我们这个信徒就摇摇头, 哇, 我认真跟他讲, 他给我这样玩。
So the believer was, the believer was confounded because he was trying to preach the gospel.
所以认识神很重要哎。
So it is important to know God.
现在有很多人不知道怎么样去追求这世界, 一直不认识神, 所以他没有平安的福气。
So many of the people in this world, they seek true peace in the world, but they wouldn't find it.
他虽然在世界可以多得什么,
they may gain a lot in the world,
但是他在神这边非常非常缺乏,
but they would gain nothing from God.
他用人的力量去制造他所认为的平安福气,
with human power, they try to achieve peace.
但是他所认为的这种, 当他 遇到患难, 当他离开这世上, 又能为他做什么?
But when they leave the world, all their possession can do nothing for them.
所以主耶稣很清楚地这样讲,
so Lord Jesus spoke clearly,
谁赚得这全世界, 丧失了生命, 又有什么用呢?
if we can gain the whole world, but if we lose our lives.
耶稣就是要提醒，要追求在他里面的真正的宝贝，真的平安。
And Jesus was trying to remind us that we should seek after the true treasure.
真的认识神的。
That is to know God.
就算他遭受到逼迫、痛苦、患难、种种的考验。
And for those who truly know God, even if they go through trials,
他心中还是很平安。
And they still have peace in their mind.
为什么？
Why is that?
他知道这世界是短暂。
Because they knew these are temporary.
他知道他要追求的是从神来永远真正的平安的。
But what they seek after is truly the long-lasting peace
from God. 那种体验、那种观念呢，真的会带领活出不同的生命生活的价值观。
Those experiences will help us to live a life which is very different from the world.
有一次我去访问一个三十几岁的姐妹在医院。
I once paid a visit to a sister in the hospital. She was about 30 years old.
我带了一位执事、两个护士，还有几位信徒。
And I went there with a couple of deacons and board members.
我们去看她，因为听说啊，她生命不长了。
We heard that she had a very little time left.
患有癌症。
And she had cancer.
所以我们特别去看她。
So we went to visit her.
我们大家都带着诚恳爱心要去勉励她、安慰她。
And with love, we went there to visit her.
结果一到那边相反呢。
But when we arrived, contrary to what we was hoped for,
她虽然已经没有力量，但是她的微笑、她的讲话，那么样的看起来不像生病哎。
And although she was weak, but her smile and her speech was very different.
真的是认识神的一个姐妹。
She was truly someone that truly knew God.
不认识神的人，一旦遇到意外生病了，哇，埋怨神呐。说哪一个信徒不好，说哪一个负责人不好，一大堆的话都跑出来了。
For those who didn't know God, they would complain about board members and complain about God.
他不知道怎么去认识神，得到那个平安无尽。
They didn't know how to receive true peace.
有些人眼前就看在肉体，但是他没有看到那未来这个属灵的、这个属神的国的这种真正的平安是在怎么样去改变他的思想观念、生活动作。
Some will focus on their worldly life today instead of focusing on the everlasting life in God.
结果他怎么讲啊？
And what, do you know how she answered us?
田传道。
Preacher Tian.
对，感谢主了。
Praise the Lord.
神让我这个我患到这种病。
That I have this cancer.
传道，你知道吗？
Do you know?
我的胃没有啦。
I don't have a stomach.
说着讲的跟我进来。
And with a smiling face, she told me, I don't have a stomach.
肠子直接接上面那个食道。
The intestine directly went up to my,
吓了一跳的，胃没有，她患胃癌啊，癌细胞整个全身都已经扩散了。
And her cancer cells spread around.
开刀拿掉了。
The whole body, and it took away the whole entire stomach.
我愣了一下。
I was stunned.
她怎么不哭啊？
Why she wasn't crying?
癌症末期最痛苦的时候，
and with last days of cancer,
最会呻吟哀嚎的时候，
the most painful period.
哇，她没有哭呢。
She wasn't crying.
很快乐呢。
And she was joyful.
她还说感谢主呢。
And she even praised the Lord.
我旁边那个执事已经掉眼泪呢。
And the deacon beside me was shedding tears.
有些人在这种患难中啊，他真的认识神，得到心灵的平安。
Some people need trials because they truly knew God. They had a hope of eternal life.
真的是了不起的一个平凡中的一个姐妹。
And it was truly a great sister.
好伟大。
Among the ordinary.
如果换做我们得到这样的事情，我们怎么办？
If it were our turn, how should we behave?
会笑着说感谢主。
Will we smile and say praise the Lord?
她有三个小孩。
And she had three children.
她能够知道自己要死了，却能够很平静安稳的，有这种平安的见证来面对他的生活，面对他要去的地方。
She knew she was about to die, but she can still have peace to face her death.
这是哪里来的力量？
Where the strength came from?
这就是认识神来得着的力量。
The strength came from knowing the Lord.
太不简单。
It is unusual.
我们现在人家一句话就把我们打到洞里面去，不来教会了。
But for us, even a couple of words from others,
一点点的事情就阻碍了我们去做好努力学习认识神的工作。
A few words from others will ruin our work for the Lord.
哇，比起这个姐妹，真的我们发现她真的很坚强。
And comparing this with the sister, she was truly strong.
后来她这样见证。
And later she testified.
天使来找她。
An angel came to visit her.
什么时候要接她回去
？And told her when. She was going to be received into the Lord.
神让让她看到这个天国的荣耀。
And she saw the vision of the glorious heaven.
她那场婚礼，那个丧礼啊，真的大家感受到神的同在。
During her funeral service, we can feel the abiding God.
回去天国要见她的新郎。
And she was going home to meet.
我们跟神之间就像夫妻、新郎、新娘之间的感情。
Our relationship with God is like bride and bridegroom.
也像朋友啊。
And also, it's like a friend.
也像主人跟仆人啊。
And also like a master.
所以她自己讲的。
And so she told her.
你说天传道，我这样讲可以吗？我要回去荣耀的天国，要到新郎那边见我的先生。
Can I say this that I'm about to die, but I'm going home to meet my bridegroom?
我真的吓一跳。
And I was surprised.
因为我们看到一般软弱的有患难的，嚯、哦，那个真的讲的批评的话、埋怨的话，什么种种一大堆的。
Because in my experience, for weaker believers, they would
have
plenty of complaints.
还没真正的认识神，所以他没办法体会平安的见证的生命。
Because they don't truly know God, so they could not experience.
要得享真正的平安，不管顺境逆境都好啊，一定要认识神到底。
So in order for us to experience true peace, whether it's in trials or in good times.
我们再来谈第二个方法。
And there's a second.
请看哈该书第二章。
Please turn to Book of Haggai.
哈该书第二章。中文圣经在1108页。
Haggai chapter 2.
哈该书第二章。
Haggai chapter 2.
第二章的第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必是平安，这是万军之耶和华说的，在这里这样讲啊。
Here it was recorded.
说神要在神的圣殿呢是大平安。
Our grand peace in my temple.
在神的圣殿。
In God's temple. In God's temple, He will grant peace.
这神的应许呢？
And this is God's promise.
神要在神的圣殿应许将大平安给他的子民呢。
And God promised He will grant peace in His holy temple.
给他要寻求他的人呢。
And to those who seek Him.
说起来，神的殿就是要成为万民祷告的殿。
And His holy temple is where the throne will be praising Him.
以赛亚先知在56章里面也这样讲啊。
And Isaiah.Prophesied in chapter 56.
神的圣殿要称为万民祷告的殿，就是服事的殿。
And his temple will be the place for worship.
那耶稣他也是这样印证哎。
And Jesus also fulfilled this.
我看到这个很多人呐、啊，在圣殿当中做生意啦、买卖啦，不是污秽圣殿的，气得不得了，接近圣殿了。
And when Jesus saw there were people doing business in the holy temple, and he was angry.
哦、他说我的殿你们不知道吗在旧约的律法上这样说嘞
in the book of the in Old Testament law
不是要成为贼窝而是要成为祷告的殿
this is not a den of thieves it is a temple of prayers
观念很重要
it is very important
所以第二个方法就是要进入与神同在的教会
所以This is the second point that we need to enter His holy temple, His church.
有神同在，我们祷告，我们服事，神才听会赏赐平安给我们呢。
Where we have God's abidance, so when we pray, He truly listens to us.
保罗面对哥罗西教会这样讲啊。
Paul told the church of Colossae.
教会是耶稣基督的身体。
And church is the body of the Christ.
我们也看到耶稣在世传福音的时候。
We know when Jesus preached,
常常在圣殿里面呢、啊，医治很多软弱的人呢、啊。
And he healed many sick people.
医治患有各样疾病的人呢、啊。
And people with different illness.
所以这一点告诉我们。
And this also tells us.
一个懂得常常亲近神的殿的人呢、啊，神的平安就常常会临到他。
If we approach God's holy temple, we will receive true peace from God.
我们来看一下雅各书。
Please turn to James.
雅各书的第四章
James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章
James chapter 4
第四章的第八节
verse 8
第八节，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。我们念到这里啊，这里说你们亲近神，神就亲近你。
Here says, come near to God, and He will come near to you.
那我们亲近神的殿，神就在他的殿中，所有的应许就赏赐给我们了。
If we come near to His holy temple, and He will grant us.
所以哈该先知，哈该先知这样讲啊。
So the prophet Haggai stated.
神与他的教会同在。
God abided with His holy temple,
因为这种教会必须要有真理，有圣灵同在的教会才是属他的教会。
His church must have truth and also the Holy Spirit.
他就会将平安赐给他们。
And He will grant them peace.
有一次就是今年年初。
And about the beginning of this year.
我在桃园市区啊，去访问到一个已经二十几年没有来教会的一户信徒。
I visited.A couple of believers, they haven't come to church for about 20 years.
这个都会区桃园市啊，中正机场也在那边呢，是一个很发达的一个都市。
It's near the international airport is a prosperous city.
国际这个国际的这个航空啊、航运的都在那个地方啊。
It is the center of international traffic.
结果我访问到了这一户信徒。
But these couple I have visited.
应该信主耶稣有平安的生活啊。
They should have a peaceful life.
但是他们却没有。
But they did not.
我一到门口。
When I reached their door.
啊，闻到那个家里里面客厅的味道，好难闻的。
I smell some odor.
什么味道都有。
And there are all kinds of smell.
后来站在门口啊，我跟那几个信徒一起去啊，就问了、啊，有人在家吗
？So with a couple other people visiting, we asked.Is anyone home?
哇，后来有一个他太太就是姐妹出来了。
And the sister came out.
我以为是五十几岁啊。
I thought she was about 50 years old.
原来还小我五岁。
And actually she was younger than I.
她先生就年纪比我大。
And her husband was a bit older than I.
我一到这个里面。
When I entered their house.
她很客气。
And they were very courteous.
她就跟我们说，请坐，请坐。
And receiving us into their house.
我怎么坐没有椅子呢
？But I don't see any chair to sit down.
只有两张。
There were only two chairs.
一张放东西，一张可以坐。
And one chair had a lot of.
我看到有很多坏掉的椅子都在那个门的旁边呢、啊。
There are lots of other broken chairs near the door.
椅子这么用力坐到坏也不简单。
It's difficult to ruin chairs.
刚好跟我去还有两个长辈啊。
And there were two other elders.
一个六十多，一个七十多。
And one is 60 years old, the other one's about
70 years old. 我当然不好意思，
我
年轻人有一个位置，我先坐哪里好意思、啊、
？So I dare not to sit down first.
我请那个长辈，哎，你们先坐。
So I asked the elder to sit down.
他们知道我的个性，我这样讲了，我就是不会坐了，所以他们就马上去坐了。
So they knew that I would not sit down. So and then
一个是准备要拿掉东西，还没坐。
And one person was trying to remove some things
另外一个就很高兴的先坐下来了。
The other one sat down first.
哇，不坐还好，一坐就啪倒下去了。
And the one sat down first, the chair broke afterwards.
哇，我很不好意思，变成以为好像我害怕的，我也不知道那个椅子啊。
I was embarrassed as if I sabotaged him.
我马上过去就把他扶啊，他跟我说没关系，没关系。
I was going to help him up, but he said it's all right.
但是我看他走路好像有点歪一边。
But from the way he walks, it looks like he's.
但是那个时候没有办法笑啊。
But we couldn't laugh at all.
因为这个姐妹的家里真的太贫穷了。
And they were very poor. But the sisters are very poor.
啊，看起来很可怜。
And they were really pitiful.
后来他看到那个长辈跌倒，他不好意思，又马上说：“我去端那个水给你们喝。”
And she saw somebody fell down. She went in to get some drinks for us.
他去端水，我去看那个洗碗槽，很多碗都没有洗在那边了、啊，不晓几天了、
啊。I saw in the kitchen, and there are lots of dishes around.
他说不大容易找到碗呢、啊。
So it was difficult for her to find a bowl.
后来勉强拿几个。
And finally she found a couple.
哇，这么厉害！那个碗是瓷器做的，但是很多缺口呢。
And although those were china bowl, but there are lots of it's broken.
如果他信仰好，我就会问了，为什么这样？
And her faith was good, and I would ask her what happened.
但是我一看也知道是怎么样。
But I knew what might have happened.
尤其那个门啊，桌子啊，橱柜啊，都有一个洞一个洞，说怎么造成的？为什么都是那种？那化妆也不是这样化。
And on the hole, on the wall, and then on the door, there are many holes.
原来这一段时间呢、啊，二十几年没有来啊，他的先生信主。离开教会二十几年没有来啊，都是喝酒过日，夫妻打架，很多武器啊，所以家里变得好空空荡荡的。
And during these past 20 years, and they didn't come to the church. The husband became alcoholic, and then they fight all the time with many weapons around the house.
我们在都市还会看到这样的家庭啊，不可思议。
How can you see such a couple living in the city?
后来我去问他，你的先生呢
？Where is your husband? I asked.
在里面。
And she told me inside.
我讲到她先生，她就哭了。
And she started to cry.
我先生快死了。
And my husband's dying.
患有肺结核，癌症末期。
And he has tuberculosis and also cancer.
医生说不到一个月就不到一个月要死了。
And he can live no more than a month.
我听了也是蛮难过的。
And when I heard that, I was I felt sad.
就算我们有很多的钱，你给他$1,000,000，也会把癌症弄好吗？弄不好啊。
Even I have plenty of wealth, but it would not heal his cancer.
失去了平安，又这么可怜。
When you lose peace,
就是因为不来亲近神的教会，所以才会有那么多不平安的事情。
Because they did not come near to God's temple, and they had all these kind of problems.
我就进去看他。
So I went in to visit him.
原来他们只有一个客厅，我刚刚我讲的那个样子，可能在那种地方吃饭不容易，吃不下去了。
And they had difficult for them to have meal in the living room like that.
他们的房间只有一个。
And they have only one bedroom.
那个地板就随便这样躺着睡，铺这个毛毯啊什么就睡了。
And they would just sleep on the floor.
哇，真的很简陋。
A very poor family.
我一进到里面了，原来灯泡坏了。
And the lamp was also broken. The light bulb was broken.
我要这样详细看呢。
So I had to squint my eyes.
啊，原来在旁边墙角有五个孩子在那边眼睛亮亮的，这看是什么？原来是五个小孩在那边呢。
And then I saw five pairs of eyes, and it turned out there are five children.
最小的
in the corner.
最小的三岁。
The youngest one is only 3 years old.
最大的十几岁，是国小，大概五六年级。
And the oldest one is about junior high.
我这样子连续这样生了五个，不简单了。
So they continually had five children.
后来我才看到那个弟兄啊，就躺在墙角那一边。
And the brother was laying on the floor.
没有办法讲话。
And he couldn't speak.
不能吃东西。
He couldn't eat.
他很痛苦。
And very painful.
所以他太太不想上班，而且孩子有没有读书也无所谓啊，这样的消沉呢。
So the sister didn't want to go to work, and the children did not go to school.
而且这个弟兄的名字叫什么名字呢
？Do you know the name of this?
他姓陈，名平安。
And his name in Chinese was that.
名字是平安，结果姓主，离开主没有平安的生活，真的看起来这个很奇怪，很讽刺。
And it was ironic that his name was Peace, but he did not have peace after he left the church.
我跟他讲话，他不能讲话。
When I was talking to him, he was not able to answer.
他告诉我，他发高烧。
And his wife told me he had a high fever.
我这样一摸他的头啊，哇，真的发高烧。像这种的肺结核、癌症末期，很容易变成急性变化，稍微人有时候来不及到医院急救就会死了。
And during the last stage of the cancer, the situation can deteriorate that they can die anytime.
医生不要他，走了好几家大医院，长庚也去，白大也去。
And no hospital would receive him.
等死。
And he was waiting to die.
既然医生没办法。
And now the doctor had no way to help him.
我们很诚心的就要祷告神了。
So we wanted to help him by praying.
后来我们一起祷告。
So we prayed together.
主的名就按在他的头上了。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I lay hands on him.
哇，感谢主，他。虽然没有出声，但是我们感觉到他整个身体有震动，而且冒了很多汗。
And praise the Lord, although he was not able to move, but he vibrated and had a lot of.
所以我们祷告完，我们在祷告前就告诉他，你一定要回来教会，不然哦，将来你怎么见主的面呢、啊？
before we pray, we told him, you must come back to the church. Otherwise, how can you face God?
他没有办法起来呢?
He wasn't able to get up.
这是很可怜的, 都要太太帮忙呢?
It's truly pitiful. Everything he needs help from his wife. So after the prayer, we left.
隔天没看到他们来教会啊?
The next day, they came to the church.
教会在四楼。
The church was on the fourth floor.
他从一楼上来是一个年轻人,背他上来一个年轻弟兄啊。
A young brother carried him from the first floor.
这个信徒啊,真的很感谢神啊,安慰不是神人呢。
Praise the Lord, this brother was able to serve.
他还是不能走路呢。
And he wasn't able to walk.
背到会堂里面。
And he was carried to the church.
我一看到,哇,感谢主啊,这一步来了。
Now this is the first step. He came back to the church.
我聚会完了。
After the service,
太太就告诉我,
the wife told me,
说我的先生那一天祷告完的时候,
他有两个感受。 And after you prayed for us, my husband had two,
第一个感受就是热一下子就退了,不发烧了。
And the first one is the fever was gone.
第二个感受就是他的这个气管的,这里不能呼吸啊。刚好我们来的时候就停在那边,难怪我看到嘴巴一直叫,我以为是什么,原来他的气被哽住了。
And the second thing was he wasn't able to breathe.
差一点断气啊,
and he could have died right
就在祷告当中啊,
there.
通了,
but when we were praying, and he was able to breathe again.
呼吸就没有那么困难了,
and the breathing wasn't as difficult.
他说已经很久没有这样真的把吸气直接吸到肺里面,都是在这个地方转转转,一点点进去,很难受了。
And he told us he hadn't had a deep breath for a long time.
真的感谢主嘞。
So praise the Lord.
哇,弟兄姐妹看到,都关心为他们带祷,教会也带祷。
And all the brothers and sisters, they really care for him.
哇,慢慢的哦。 你看爬楼梯啊,不是坐电梯耶。
And it was going upstairs, it wasn't taking
elevators. 我们这个教会啊,不算爬楼梯啊,就走几阶,就到会堂了。
And here, we don't need to climb, it's only a couple steps.
后来自己可以慢慢爬楼梯了。
Later on, this brother was able to
每走一个楼梯, 他就要站那个5分钟, 一直这样啊。
A few steps, and he would stop to take a break.
后来过了2个月,
and after 2 months,
我有一次啊, 再到他的家里去访问,
I went to visit him again.
哎, 孩子在家里啊,
and the children were also
我说,
at home.
妈妈呢?
And where are your parents?
上班啊,
they went to work now.
妈妈上班, 我相信啊,
I believe the mother
不是啦,
went to work.
你的爸爸啊,
but I said, no, I was asking about your father. They told me, yes, my father was also working. It's true. The father was also working.
要死亡, 全身癌症的人啊, 会觉得很默契啊, 黑黑的,
from the last stage of cancer, now he's working.
哇, 看到他的病啊, 而且可以上班, 完全不一样的那个面皮啊, 眼神啊, 哦, 还会带小宝库, 你看不出来他已经是这种人呢。
Now he's fully recovered and he can run a little bit.
哇,他还跟我讲,传道,冰箱里面有那个小鸟跟果子里啊,我爸爸去打的呢,6个晚上。
And he told me in the refrigerator there's some games.
哇,
and those are
我们这一些人,
what my father hunted.
满心感谢主,
and really praise the Lord.
他真的是慢慢好的, 是一直来会堂, 下雨也来, 好巧还要走四楼, 你看看。
And the reason he gradually recovered was he consistently came back to church.
真的是在神,
even on during rainy days.
真的是在神的教会中,是大平安给这样的人。
It's truly in God's holy temple, God granted them peace.
哇,这件事情传到他的母会啊,在山上啊,大家都信徒几乎不同时间下来去看啊,哪有可能,我们都在等死呢,什么时候要办呢?
And many of the other believers in a church he came from all went to visit him because they thought he was dying.
亲戚朋友看到家里没有就跑到上班的地方去看, 哎, 真的在上班呢。
And they couldn't find him at home, so they went to the place he worked.
神的道理啊,
they found him there.
真的神的应许, 我们要深深相信, 不容怀疑的。
So God's promise, we should believe deeply.
真的感谢主呢。
Praise the Lord.
这个时候才是名副其实的得到平安的生活, 因为他的名字叫陈平安呢。
Now he truly has a peaceful life, as his name is.
哇,讲话很大声啊。And
now he can speak loudly.
对,他也参加访问组,到处做他的见证。And
he also visited other people and testified.
力量很大哎。
And now he has more strength.
不但这样, 他还会带人来信主呢,
he also bring friends to the church.
很多人知道他病了很多年。
And many people knew that he was sick for many years.
请了很多博士级的医生, 最后一个月以后死亡, 准备吧。
And many of the physicians were sure that he would die in a couple of months.
但是来到神的殿中啊, 真的神照他的应许, 给他平安的生活。
But once he came back to God's temple, and God granted him peace, and he was recovered. And praise the Lord.
这个才是真正登上真平安的人。
This is to experience
我们身体很健康, 在这个时候教会再聚会, 我们在哪里?
Now, even we have a healthy body, when the church is
working,
when other people are doing holy work, we are we?
大家忙着要努力得救的时候, 我们在哪里?
When other people are pursuing after their eternal life, we are we?
如果我们不在其中,
if we're not among them,
那我们就不是一个很会真正得享真平安的人。
Then we're not among those who truly know who knows how to experience true peace.
神的智慧啊, 真的充满宇宙万物耶。
And God's wisdom fills the universe.
你这么一点点的领受也是他给的耶。
Even a little bit of what we have was from him.
他要赏赐, 他要收取, 很容易。
And what he gives, and it's easy for him to take
away. 聪明的话就是要努力, 真的要常常在他的 保守之下得享真平安的。
And if we are wise, we should remain in his holy temple.
我们最后再来看诗篇119篇。
We turn to Psalms.
诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
119篇的165节。
Verse 165.
165节
Verse 165.
爱你律法的人有大平安, 什么都不能使他们绊脚。 在这里告诉我们,
Here it tells us,
喜爱神的话的人有大平安,
Great peace have they who love your law.
所以要真正得享真正的平安, 就是要学习明白神的话。
To experience great peace, we need to study His word.
为什么我们缺乏平安?
Why we lack peace?
就是因为你离开了神的道理了。
Because we're away from His truth.
所以你用愁苦加增让自己的生活缺乏了神的看顾。
So we have many troubles in our life because we're away from His care.
同样的,一个喜欢明白神的话的人, 一样也会遭受到一些操练。
But on the other hand, people who love God's word were also going through some trials.
但是他接受这些苦楚患难的时候, 他心中还是有平安, 因为他明白神的道理,
But for them, they go through trials, they will still have peace in their heart because they understand from God's perfect
will.
And so Jesus said, this Bible testifies for me.
真理真的会叫人长大成人成熟稳重。
The truth will help us to grow and become mature.
我们明白真理。
And for us to know the truth,
我们就不容易做错啊。
Then it was difficult for us to make mistakes.
不容易受迷惑啊,
and we will not be confused.
因为神给我们分别是会善恶的能力呢,
because God gave us wisdom to discern what is the right from wrong. It is
没有做错,
very important.
没有受迷惑。 如果我们没有做错事,
if we don't do any wrong,
我们也没有受迷惑,
and we're not confused,
我们自然就活得心安理得, 得到真正的平安所来的自由的生活了。
Then we can experience true peace and a true freedom.
这个时候的我们就不会被罪给捆绑了。
We will not be bound by sin.
走到哪里啊, 心中对神都对得起的。
And wherever we go, we have confidence.
不是嘴巴说我对得起神，我对得起神，不是哦。
It's not interesting.
真理的亮光来帮助我们明白, 哎, 感谢主，我们做得对。
But it's because the light of the truth that helps us to realize we are doing the right thing.
See,
in the Proverbs, we
can,
if we can obey God's law,
就是喜爱明白遵守神的话,
and to know His word,
会有什么好处啊?
And what are the benefits?
哎, 我们看一下箴言第一章,
Proverbs chapter 1.
箴言第一章,
Proverbs chapter 1.
一章的33节,
verse 33.
唯有听从我的, 必安然居住, 得享安静, 不怕灾祸。 在这里讲啊。
Here to tell us.
一个懂得明白喜爱神的话的人啊。
Whoever listens to God's truth.
他真的会得着那真正的大平安啊。
He will live in safety and great peace.
这里记载说会安然居住。
And here it says, while living safety.
人家住的有鬼的地方，甚至有什么天灾地变，他住得很平安，因为有神跟他同在。
And for other people, they may have natural disasters.
我听信徒做见证这样讲啊。
They will have safety. Some believer told me some testimony.
他说传道，我们最喜欢买那个人家认为啊最忌讳的房子，甚至换鬼的房子，好便宜哦。
And preacher, we would like to buy houses that are haunted because it's a lot cheaper.
尤其这个家有人死了，人家你卖也卖不出去，啊，别人要买也怕。
Especially with the house that somebody had died in there.
所以我们信徒啊，都会去买。
And our believers would like to buy those
houses. 不怕嘛。
Because there's nothing for us to
fear. 心中有神的话嘛。
Because we have God's word in our heart.
安然居住啊。
And we can live in peace.
去每次我去访问呐，尤其有些大楼没有电梯啊，几乎信徒在四楼的很多了。
And a lot of believers live on the fourth floor because in Chinese, that means the floor of death.
安然居住啊。
But these believers, they have the confidence to live in safety.
没有神的道理，你住在平房一楼，你还是怕。
And without the God's truth, even if you live on the ground floor, you will still fear.
那再来说，得享安静。
And be at ease.
这种安静是神给的。
This.Be at ease is from God as
well. 不是人说要追求就有的，是神给的。
We cannot pursue them. This is from
God. 我们明白遵守他的话，就得到这个好处了，得享安静。
If we understand his truth and we're well living peace.
再来经得起各种环境的操练。
And also we can going through different trials.
就是不怕任何灾祸。
And trainings, we'll fear.Have no fear of any harm.
所以喜爱明白神的话，就会有这样的体验了。
If we love God's word, we will experience these things.
有一次早祷会啊，我从5:30祷告到6:30。
There was a early morning prayer session from 5:30.
台湾早祷会很早啊。
And it's quite early in Taiwan.
不管大家住在哪里啊。在都市哦，也会到教会来参加早祷会啊。
Wherever they live, they will come to the church to participate.
而且大家不练那个，不练床啊，有的练床啊，都弄到这个8-9点才起来刷牙洗脸做事的。
They don't love the bed, so they don't get up until 8:00.
我们早祷会还100多个人参加。
And our morning prayer session we have about 100 believers.
在都市推行不容易啊，但是感谢主，大家有心啊。
It is difficult to have such prayer sessions in the morning, especially in the city.
祷告到6:30结束。
And the prayer session lasted for an hour.
祷告到6:30结束。
And ended at 6:30.
我祷告完了，就刚好有电话来了。
And I received a phone call.
有一个家庭啊，打电话来说：“天说到你赶快来了，我们不行了。”
And family called me to their house. They had some trouble.
我一大早就接到这种电话，什么不行啊
？And I wonder what's going on so early in the morning.
哎，后来有几个就跟我一起过去。
And a couple of believers went with me.
我们赶到一个大楼啊，一个很现代化的大楼啊。
We went to a high-rise building.
哎，希望里面什么都有的那一种啊，很好的。
And it's well equipped.
他们住在五楼。
And they live on the fifth floor.
后来我们就按门铃，我们就上电梯就到五楼了。
And we went up to.The elevator to the fifth floor.
哇！一打开这个门就开了。
And as the door opened,
哇！看到一个原来一个青年半血。
A young man was deep possessed by demon.
他家里的人呐，将近10个帮他祷告，没有办法祷告的。
They have about 10 people in their house pray for him.
哇！他身上有2只鬼嘞。
This young man had 2 demons.
他在那边一直发作啊。
And he was demon possessed.
他的家里帮他祷告，越祷告那个鬼的力量越大，结果他们整个家里的人都趴在地上像酒醉一样，这样怎么祷告祷告都这样啊。
The whole family prayed for them, but the more they prayed, the more trouble they get into.
这个鬼太强了。
And the demon was much more powerful.
他拿东西摔了，还要想打人啊，这个一直乱跑乱跳啊。
And the brother was jumping around and throwing things.
这个青年弟兄身高175公分呢。
This brother was about 5'10".
哦，这个真的是，看那个样子啊，他的这个呼吸好重啊。
And he was breathing heavily.
那看到我来了。
When he saw me.
我站在门口，他很大声说：“田传道，你不要来，你不要来，我怕你，我怕你，你不要来。”
And he cried to me, said, "Preacher Chen, Tian, don't come near me. I fear for you."
信徒在这个门外面呢，还不敢进来啊。
And other believers came with me. They're not.
看了一分钟，我就知道，哎，大概属于什么鬼了。
I stand there and stood there for about one minute.
鬼要看好啊，你不看好哪一种啊？
Which kind of demon this is?
有些不了解的哈，还要跟他摔跤，还跟他打，结果被他丢到窗外的，也有这种啊。
If you don't realize what kind of demons are, you may not face them.
那个放鬼的力量特别大。
And when someone is possessed by demons, they're very powerful. Those are not their own strength.
鬼在里面工作。
It's the strength of the demon.
后来我就一直瞪着他。
So I stared at him.
他就跑到这个房间里面。
He ran into the bedroom.
我就走到房间里面。
So I followed him.
他体格那么大哎，这个篮球选手哎。
He was tall and a basketball player.
相当好啊，身材啊，我打回去可以打一，给他打101分了，太漂亮了身材。
He has a good figure.
哦，这个可以做模特儿那个弟兄。
He has the figure of a model.
这么高的人啊，他一下子钻进那个小小的桌子里面都没有碰到。
And such a tall figure, he went down into a desk.
我就站在他的前面。
So I stood before him.
天传道，天传道，你不要来，你不要来。
He kept saying, "Preacher Tian, away from me."
又跑到衣橱里面塑胶的，然后躲到里面把他自己关起来了。
And he went into the storage, also closed the door.
我就站在衣橱前面。
So I stood before.
我一直都没有讲话哦。
In front of it.
我就这样看啊。
I have not said anything.
又打开衣橱跑出来了。
And he came out again.
跑到浴室要躲在那个浴缸里面，我又站到那个浴室门口了。
He went to the bathroom. I followed him.
最后跑到他自己的房间。
And finally, he went back to his own room.
你看那个鬼多强啊！他的家里有七八个帮他祷告，鬼都赶不出去。
For 7 or 8 people praying for him, the demons.
那在那边，他一直这样跑来跑去，后来跑到房间，他的家里才一个一个站起来。突然好像被一个很重的鬼压下去了。
The family finally was able to stood up, and they were all in the
hole
quite dizzy.
到了房间了，告诉他
follow into the room.
你坐下
，sit down.
他就坐在床铺上
，and they sit on the bed.
奉主耶稣圣名跟他讲话
，in the name of Lord Jesus, I speak.
你为什么会这样
？What happened to you?
他才讲哎
，then he told me.
本来刚开始不讲了，那个鬼又。教他说：“你赶快祷告，你赶快祷告。”那天传道就不会管了。
And initially, the demon was trying to fool him, said, "Just pray." And then the preacher Tian will leave.
我那个鬼在他身上，他眼睛开开，一面走路，转，那个不是灵眼呐，我一听就知道了。
And then there was demon in him, so it wasn't praying in the spirit, Holy Spirit at all.
所以就告诉他你坐好。
So I told him, "Sit."
真的坐好了。
And so he sat down.
嘿，这个鬼就安静了。
And the demon quieted down.
他就告诉我。
Then this brother told me.
他暂时清醒哎。
And he was unconscious temporarily.
我说为什么会这样
？I asked him again, what happened?
你到底做了什么事？为什么留给魔鬼地步呢
？Did you leave room for Satan?
如果心中有神的道理，不是这样啊。
If you have God's word in your heart, it shouldn't happen.
他就讲哎。
Then he told me.
他念高中啊。
And he's in high school.
他要毕业了。
And he's about to graduate.
同学之间所谈的都是看那个黄色录影带啦，或者跟你朋友上床的事啊，都讲给他听。
And among his peers, all their speech were very.
刚开始他不想听。
And he didn't want to listen at first.
那结果听到了，放在心里，放了几天呢。
And he didn't want to listen, but then afterward, the word still went into his heart. And then later on, he started to ask questions.
怎么样了？有没有新的消息
？He started asking more.
哇，魔鬼
就进来了。Topics. And then that's when Satan came in.
他就从前一天晚上就开始不能睡觉。
And the night before, he wasn't able to sleep.
读书、祷告，满脑子都是想那个不好的事，不圣洁的。
And whatever he did, and all these filth came into his mind.
这样的事情怎么可以放在心里呢
？How can you leave all these filth in your mind?
魔鬼知道你贪色。
And Satan knows.
不但这样，还带一
个
暴力鬼就进了两只在身上。
And not only so, two demons there. Another one was a violent demon.
这个有办法用人的方法改变吗？
Can you change with the human power?
没有办法。
There's no way.
后来我知道。
Then I realized.
你悔改啊。
Then I said, you must repent.
我现在为你祷告。
Now we're going to pray for you.
如果你不悔改啊，你没有彻底的悔改。
Completely.
还有没有隐藏的事？如果有藏一点，魔鬼还是从那边出入的。
Anything else here is hidden from me?
他说没有了，我已经都讲清楚了。
He said, no, I
told
you the whole thing. I'm going to repent.
连一点都不藏在里面了。
There's nothing hidden.
他谢主，他真的很诚实。
And praise the Lord, he was honest.
我们祷告。
So we pray.
一起祷告。
We pray together.
祷告中啊，就奉主的名赶走撒旦。
In our prayers, I cast out the demon in the name of Lord Jesus.
撒旦要离开他，还有一番争执。
And for Satan to leave, and there was
some struggle
as well.
好不容易找到可以住进去的这个人呐、啊，心房啊，要我出去我舍不得啊。
For demons to find a place to rest, and then for them to leave, need some struggle.
感谢主，耶稣交代说，奉我的名，连鬼都服了，真的是这样的。
But Jesus told her, in His name, the demon will also leave.
啊，我们祷告完了。
And after our prayer,
他又变回了原来的他，真的。他本来就很温柔，而且是一个非常不错的青年。
And he transformed back to his original self.
就这么一点点不注意，你看鬼就来了。
And just for careless for a little bit, and he turned into the snake. And really, we really praise the Lord.
后来这些看到的信徒啊，他们就说：“田传道，你赶鬼怎么小小声，鬼就赶了？”
And the other believers was wondering, with a gentle voice, the demon left.
我说对啊，奉主耶稣的名，是耶稣的名有力量啊。
I told him, I only use the name of Jesus.
那我说不然怎么赶
？Otherwise, there's how should I do it?
我们看到很多人在赶的时候，声音好大声，奉主耶稣的名，什么东西啊？哎，喊到后来没有声音了，鬼还没走啊。
这是音啊。
声音没有了，就干脆用摔跤的。我说那个不是圣经的方法了哈。It's not correct method in Bible.
Some other would cast out a demon with loud voice, but in
the Bible, 耶稣有这样子打人摔跤吗？没有的啦。
They ended up fighting with the
我说啊，首先我也不知道他讲谁。
I didn't realize.
大概有这一方面感觉的，应该都是大概某一个圣公以上的人呢、啊。
Most likely these are they have a certain rank.
我说喊得越大声，喊到那个沙哑的鬼不出去的那个是怕。因为对
怕，
我睡了啊。他害怕，所以才叫那么大声赶啊。
Those who shouted loudly because they have fear in their own heart.
那要去打他那个，他怕对方鬼先打他，他先打。
For those who fight with the demon possessed, because they fear they will get hit.
对神的应许也要有信心的，对神的话要有信心的，这你做出去才是神同在。
So you need to have faith in God's word.
耶稣才会悦纳你的。
And God will receive us.
所以这个神的真理真的是我们的保障。
And God's truth is our treasure.
一定要想尽办法去学习努力明白它。
We need to set our mind to really understand.
我们真的照耶稣的吩咐啊，哎，这样赶，他就平安了，整个家里得到很大的造就。
What we did was according to Jesus' promise.
所以要享受真正的平安。
To experience true peace.
第一个要真正完全清楚的认识神。
The first point is truly know God.
第二点。
And second point,
要亲近圣同在的教会。
We need to come close, come near.
真理有圣灵。
The true church that has the Holy Spirit and the truth.
有神迹奇事同在的教会。
And it has the miracle.
第三个。
And the third point.
要喜爱明白神的律法。
We need to love His word, love His laws.
这三个方向真的神应许要给平安的生活。
If we can pursue after these three points, we will experience truth.
所以在这个节骨眼，我们灵修会啊，特别跟大家这样讲。
So during this spiritual cultivation seminar, I will
like to encourage
you to
continue
with these words so that we can renew our strength.
是必须要追求过一个有神同在、享受真正的平安生活。
we need to pursue these three points, then we can truly experience
the truth.
And we can have a peaceful life, also experience.
遭遇患难痛苦操练，也要生出来平安生活的见证。
Even when we go through trials, we still have peace
in our heart.这才是啊，保罗所说的，可以处任何环境，靠主得到大大喜乐平安的秘诀。
Then we can be content in any situation.
愿主祝福大家。
And may God bless you all.